Now, this WCBS Women in Business report. You've probably seen the label in the wine section, the outline of a barefoot. You may not know the founders of Barefoot Wines, now the largest wine brand in the world, started it back in the 80s with almost no money or wine industry experience.
Co-founder Bonnie Harvey, when you look back at those early days, do you wonder how you were able to pull it all off and so successfully?
At the time, it sounded so simple. We were just going to bottle up some wine, sell it in some chains, and move on from there. We're really happy that we got involved in the wine industry, even though we had no idea what we were doing when we started, and we really didn't have any money. That really turned out to be advantages for us, Pat.
You kind of stumbled your way into asking the right questions and getting the right answers?
Well, I was trying to collect a debt that was owed to one of my clients. He was a grape grower, and there wasn't any money from the winery that owed him the money for the grapes. So we traded, instead of money, we traded for bottling services and bulk wine. Then it was up to us, Michael, my partner, and I, to go out there and sell the product and pay the grower back.
After a couple of decades, they sold the brand to Gallo. Since then, they've become sought-after speakers and consultants and written the book, Barefoot Spirit, How Hardship, Hustle, and Heart Built America's Number One Wine Brand.